and welcome to another episode of AGM Stories, a podcast that aims to share the experiences of survivors of male genital mutilation and also on-field experiences of advocates who are working daily to ensure that the practice of female genital mutilation is totally and completely abandoned in our generation. From previous episodes, we were able to share experiences of a survivor and that of an advocate who has been working to actually put the perspectives of eradicating FGM to people in their local communities and even to areas outside of their local communities. A couple of days ago, it was the commemoration of the Zero Tolerance Day for Female Genital Mutilation across the world. And today we would get to hear from someone who is more concerned about the health risks that women get to go through as victims and as survivors of FGM. Permit me to say is actually a devout Muslim who would be sharing perspectives from the religious angle. And he would also be sharing experiences he has had to come in contact with over the years. I have with me Mr. Ibrahim Badman online. Pleasure to have you on FGM Stories. Can you please run a brief introduction of yourself so our listeners can get to know who we have on the podcast?
Well, my name is Badmus Ibrahim. I am a borehole specialist. That's enough for now.
Thank you very much. Okay, so let me start right away. You are a male. Why are you so much concerned about female genital mutilation that is basically considered a female issue, something that affects the female gender?
Well, actually, let me start by saying we are getting the whole thing wrong by saying it's affecting the female gender. I don't think FGM, that's the female genital mutilation, is only affecting the female gender. It's affecting the male too, because at some point I've had stories of grown-up men not enjoying their marriage because of this issue, not having a good sexual experience with their wife, which leads to most broken home nowadays. But when you try to ask them publicly what leads to this breakup, they will start giving you different stories. So I think we are getting it wrong. And if as a male gender, if as a female gender, you're trying to create this awareness, I think it's the responsibility of the male too to create this awareness as well. Actually, I became a fan of this female genital mutilation campaign, I think during my service year, that was around 2013, I think, when I had a story about it, and it changed my perspective that I want to know more about this thing. So I think that was what inspired me into wanting to know more about it.
Over the years, would you say you've come in contact with someone, let's say a female now, who was caught and has actually had effects of FGM so obvious and it has affected them over the years? Have you had to come in contact with anyone?
A female?
Yes.
I came in contact with two, actually.
Okay.
One was when I was serving. That was when I knew about this FGM mutilation.
Okay.
You know this CBS of a thing that they break into different sections. So I happen to have a friend who is in the cells. I forgot what they do call them then. So the topic of discussion was FGM then. So a guy was trying to say he wants to have a girlfriend that is circumcised. So he was trying to share his experience that the girl don't have any urge. He's not even saying she has litter. He says
she's
not having any urge towards sex.
Because she had been caught.
I was
before.
Like, yes, because she has been. He said initially he thought it is because of her religious belief or something that if she will want to explore more after marriage. But later he found out that, you know, this is the reason. It was because she has been caught before. So I was wondering, like, that day was the first time I'll be having a very, very close contact with somebody
who had experience.
So I was forced to ask him after the meeting that, guys, what are you even talking about the other time? And he gave me details that, you know, this kid can go for as long as 5-6 months. That he's talking based on his experience then. That she can go 5-6 months and not even, you know, I don't know, how to put it this time around. Have the urge. I know you understand. So I was like, are there people like that? He said yes, that he has heard of it before, but he believed when he came in contact with one.
With that person. Wow.
So when I got home, I sat down. Google now. I had to make some research. That was when I discovered, yes, there are stages to this thing. Like there are type 1, 2, 3. So I was reading through each of the types. And I was like, no, this is not life. This is just denying people of their freedom, denying people of their rights, making people go through unwanted pain just because of our, I would say just because of our cultural belief. So I felt, no, I need to know more about this thing. So my second experience was when I was working, my colleague at work, though he's not educated at all. So whenever he comes around, you see him talking to different girls. Like, so I was forced to call him because I hate stuff like that. You are married already, so why are you
still? So I
tried to call him down and speak things into him. So he ignored me so many times. He ignored me. So later he said, okay, this question that I've been asking for a very long time, maybe you should try to get more light to it to me. And he said his wife is circumcised. Immediately he said that, I was like, I know where you're going to. But I tried to push him to give me more details about
more details.
Yes, he was like, yes, that he can't even tell me that this is the precise date he had sex with his wife. Because she will never make a
sense.
And he said, and each time he even tried to, he would see her like she's in pain or he's doing something wrong.
Very painful experience.
Yes, and to him as a guy, yes, he is a Muslim, but he's not capable of having a second wife.
So he's trying to look for
He can't continue like that. He said, like, this person I'm talking about has, I think, 2 or 3 kids already. He said he could remember the day, one of his child, that the day his wife told him that she's pregnant, that was the last time they had any sexual contact.
Wow.
She gave birth.
As a couple, that's
so, things like that. But I think it caused a lot of problems to the female gender, and we need to make sure people understand the risk involved in it. Aside the medical effect it has, there is this psychological effect it caused. There's this trauma. You know, you guys have this girls talk where you share your sexual experience with your partner, and you understand, we didn't use it. So someone who is having this issue will sit down and look stupid because such person will have no experience. At the end of the day, such person will sit back. Will sit back and be traumatized. Such person will not be happy. And why are we even doing this?
Something that could be avoided totally.
So I think those two reasons are enough for me to say no. We must put
an end to this. Okay, so let me ask this. Over the years, there has been the argument that FGM is religious, and some Muslim fellows have come to say it's scriptural, or how do I say it? It's according to the Quran. They'll say there's an hadith in the Quran that supports FGM. And we've had Muslim clerics come to clarify and say, no, there is no hadith in the Quran that actually states that FGM must be carried out on any female at all. What is your own perspective? What would you say? Would you say it's actually right according to tenets and principles of Islam? Or would you say there is actually no hadith? What is your perspective about FGM being a religious practice?
Well, you see, let me start by saying this. I'm a kind of person, yes, I'm a Muslim, a practicing one. But I'm a kind of person who do not like taking part when it has to do with religious stuff. You know reason why? Reason why is, yes, there are different beliefs about this religion as a thing. You see people saying they belong to this part of Islam, they belong to this part of Islam. And I do tell them, me, I'm a Muslim and I'm a practicing Muslim. I don't know, I don't belong to any sect. So whatever I'm saying about this, I would like to put it out based on my knowledge about it, what I've had, what I've seen, from the research I made personally. So at least I've been practicing Islam for my death.
Like,
I grew up knowing myself as a Muslim. So I have never come across any hadith or Quranic verse that is the male that even talks about FGM.
So there is no hadith. You know, to me personally, I've never come across any of these hadiths. You've not come across any hadith in the Quran that says that circumcised.
Yes. Okay. And also, you know, normally, as a Muslim now, there are some Islamic scholars that you do try to listen to so many times to enlighten you about your religious beliefs. So, and most of the time, I've seen two or three of these Islamic scholars preaching against FGM. You get, they do preach against them. So, I think about Islam, there are some that believe, yes, it is, while there are some that believe it is forbidden. So, but to me, basically, if I'm to talk from my own perspective, I would say Islam won't support that, in my own opinion, because to some extent, I know about this religion, and I think if it abolishes it, or if it forbids it, I should have one way or the other come across or heard about it.
As a man, most often than not, there has been situations where women do not want their girl caught, but either their husband or their mother-in-law, that's the mother of the husband, keeps insisting that this must be done, this must be done. What advice would you give to such husband or the mother, that's the mother-in-law, the grandmothers, what advice would you give to them? What do you think should be done to enlighten those kind of persons who still keep insisting? You know, this is 2021. What should we tell those kind of persons who still keep insisting that this thing must be done on the girl child, or who still think that this thing is actually very good and we have to keep on doing it?
If you try to talk to people, if you try to advise them on one issue, let them see reasons, then you need to know the reason why they insist what they are doing is the best. Now, if you ask a lot of people why FGM is good, when they give you some cultural belief, some cultural reasons why FGM is important, they will tell you it represents decent sexual behavior. Like, whenever a lady is being caught, the damage done will reduce her
sexual demand.
You understand? So, it will make her decent and clean. I even read an article sometimes that says some parts believe that a circumcised lady is clean.
Some parts believe that it even beautifies the external part of the woman.
You get, like, the part that is being cut out supposed to be that of the male. So when you see people who think things are right, try to sit them down and talk to them that, okay, this is the damage you are causing to this person. This person might have a broken home in the future. This person, you know, in this kind of thing now, let's say a man gets married to a lady who finds herself in this kind of situation, and the man thinks because of the love he has for the wife, he's not going to marry another wife. It's like he starts sleeping around. At the end of the day, he will come back with STD and other stuff.
And still come and infect the wife.
This woman will be affected in one way or the other.
Definitely.
Because of what could have been avoided right from the onset. So the thing is, just call them, sit them down. Ma, this thing you are trying to do, this is the effect. There are a lot of infection this lady can contact from this. At the end of the day, she will not enjoy her sexual life. So why not leave her alone? Why not leave her alone? Then if there's no few reasons to this, then you come with the angle of saying you are trying to hinder such person from human rights. I can get such person arrested. Sincerely speaking, I can get such person arrested. This is not something you can decide. Let that person be grown up a bit and ask the person, do you want to be circumcised or not? then let the person see the effect of being circumcised and let them see the advantage. Let them see both the advantage and the disadvantage. And I don't think there is even any advantage.
There's no advantage at all.
Because all the advantage listed that I've read about is just nonsense to me. I see no reasons to them. So I will advise our society to make sure this thing is being publicized from time to time. Like, for example,
the awareness keeps going on.
Yes, the awareness keeps growing. You see, I did a kind of research. Few hours ago, I tried to check my contact list, look for female contacts, and said to them, what is your take on FGM? What is your take of FGM? You need to see the response of some.
The response
What is FGM?
Some don't what even know FGM? What it is.
Some is even telling me the name of a political party.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so the awareness is very, very low. And this thing shouldn't be a gender-based something. It should be general.
It should involve both male and female.
It should always involve male. God forbid, let's say I end up marrying someone who has been caught. I'm in big trouble.
Well, there are remedies and therapy that could be used to actually reduce the rate of...
Take for example now. I'm just hearing it for the first time that
There are remedies and their therapists are working on helping women who have been caught to actually help them live a better life, even with the conditions of being caught.
Okay, but my question to you is this. After this therapy, are you with me? Will the person be fully back to normal?
Well, it's not possible that they can't come back to normal, but then they can only live with the set. On a reduced rate.
Why not just stop this thing?
That's just the best that we all play
Let me chip in this. You know, my kind of work made me go to some villages.
Local places.
Very, very local.
Rural communities.
Yes. So I was helping someone, followed him to the site. Then I saw a billboard that says stop female genital mutilation. So I was asking one of the villagers, if he understands what these things mean. Let me try and tell you how he responded to me in Yoruba. He said, engineer, oh, that one, you don't know, woman, can I woman is? That one, you understand.
That the people there are actually deceiving themselves and it's supposed to be a norm.
So, you know, all these local places, we need to go there and let them understand the disadvantage, the effect on this thing on the lady. And once we start sanctioning them for doing that, I think the rest of it is high there.
Yeah.
You understand?
Definitely. Thank you very much. I really much appreciate you for sharing your thoughts and your opinions on FGM stories. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so for our listeners, if you'd like to share your experiences or your stories, you can reach out to us via email at fgmstories.ng@gmail.com or you can send a DM via Twitter at fgmstories. I'll catch you on the next episode. My name is Oluwatosin Olariwaju. Living life the way God wants us to, and if we have a